going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive, the number one sports show in all of Houston. Welcome back in as we get going on a Monday here, and a lot to get to. We have talked about the Rockets. If you have missed that, go ahead and check out the 2 o'clock hour. But don't worry, we will continue to look at what happened last night and then move forward on game two, which they desperately need to get coming up later on in the week on Wednesday.
By the way, has there always been this much space between games?
Oh, yeah, man. That's why the playoffs go from
These games rolling, man.
April to June, baby. And then you know the next one going to be at least a couple days with a travel day in between them. So it's going to be some time, man. They spread them out trying to get the best TV product they can get. But also, we'll get to the Astros as they had a really good weekend. Pretty good weekend series against the Padres, but a lot of the big names for the Texans spoke today as OTA started, and that includes Will Anderson, who this guy stepped up last year after winning Defensive Rookie of the Year, was a Pro Bowler last year, and is looking to continue in the offseason. I've seen videos of him working with Myles Garrett, and they're going and competing and doing things. And obviously, D'Amico Ryans is very high on him. But Clint, when he spoke today, he had something to say that I know excited you and got you going. And it was doing something you don't love to do, looking back in the rearview mirror a little bit. He was looking back just a bit, but I know his comments got you going. This was Will Anderson looking back at how the season ended in Kansas City.
Yeah, I haven't moved on from it at all. I was just talking to my coach about it today. That feeling, like, now that you know how close you are to almost being in the Super Bowl, it hits a little differently, you know? And for us, I'm like, bro, we almost there. When I broke it down today, I was like, bro, we're almost there. Like, we have to have that intensity every game, no matter where we at, no matter how we get on the field, no matter if we start, you know, on defense first, like, we have to bring that energy every time. And never forget that feeling, bro. Like, I've been telling people I have to keep my composure, bro, because I'm just so excited for next year and what this team can do and what we can go and how far we can go, man. And I know we got all the right pieces to do it, and we just got to keep building that connection. And Coach D'Amico hit it on the head today in the team meeting, man. The connection is everything. When your players trust you, when your coaches trust you, man, everybody has the same goal. Everybody can go out there and ball. Coaches can get what they want. Players can get what they want, man. And the ultimate goal is to get the Super Bowl.
I know that got you going and got you excited. He said, no, it's still sticking with my ass.
Well, coming from a man myself that's never been more motivated than something that happened the previous year, I'll flip it. I really like when players have the ability to go, not pull the, especially here, that seems like with Nick and D'Amico, there's a lot of planted, let's move on. A lot of these guys just essentially regurgitate what Nick or D'Amico or whatever's being said from the upper, you know, the upper level of the organization. obviously Will is not one of those. And for Will to just say, well, hell yeah, I remember. And it's motivating the hell out of me. It was painful when it happened to lose out of the playoffs. You get a little taste of it. You know how good you can be. Hell yeah, it motivates me. I don't want to forget it. Like that is just, I love that mentality. And then if we go a step further, just Will Anderson's leadership ability is, we always talk about, you know, like in football a lot of times, and we don't see it because we're not in the building a lot of times, but a lot of these guys that some of them are good players, some of them are not so good players, but they're always talking and saying these little catchy phrases, and they're always over the top Johnny Hustle, and they're always over the top of like motivation.
Sounds like it's kind of just talking points.
Yeah, well, it's just talk. They're really not. Like when it is real and genuine and authentic, and it's real as it gets, the way that Will Anderson is, it's one of the most powerful thing in team sports. And it's just where I was going with that is I've been around a lot of guys, played for a lot of guys. It was a lot of lip service. It was a lot of cameras come on, say all the right things, reciting something they read out of a book or reciting something they've read in the Bible or, you know, something. But with Will, it is so believable, so real, so authentic. It is just, one reason that you can really get behind this defense just being absolutely tremendous is because that dude right there is steering the ship.
Because it's honesty, because as D'Amico said earlier when he spoke, and we'll hear from him in a bit, but he said, yeah, I know, not looking in the rearview mirror. One of the first things we talked about today when we met was, hey, what's going to be the story of the 2025? Yeah.
Well, that's Nick
Texas.
And D'Amico's MO, right? New team every year, new team every year, different team every year. It's a whole new season, whole different.
I wouldn't be surprised if Will Anderson hadn't watched pieces of that game.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't put it past him, on a weekly basis if he had not watched pieces of those games. If he had just checked out a little bit, rewatched some possessions, rewatched some things that could have, like that possession, which they took. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not ate up with that, which is real. Now, I'm sure, I don't think it is going to hurt him in a negative fashion going into this year, Clint, that he can't get, that he still has thoughts of how the season ended.
No, it drives him. It's what drives him. I mean, look, and again, Now, mine was one play that ended one game, but like I didn't never need to hear a thing from a coach. I was never going to take anything from a player, from a teammate of any excuse why they weren't there, why we couldn't do something this time, or why we couldn't throw in the summers four times a week kind of deal. Like there, I didn't even, there was no, like the motivation behind the way a season ended or a heartbreaking loss that you were a part of or whatever it may be, which I do think for this team, especially for CJ and Will and that group, Jalen and Stingley and all these guys, like the younger group, like getting to the second round for a second straight year and losing out to a team that they feel like was a very beatable Kansas City team, that should stick with them. They should be talking about that. I mean, that's the part that turned me on, is like Will doesn't seem to be the one.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
nothing wrong with it at all. I absolutely love it. I mean, and it's good to hear, I guess, is where I was going with it. Like, it's really good to hear Will just letting it all hang out. Now, Tyler was watching the actual press conference. It looked like he may have been told to tamper it down a little bit in the presser.
Oh, Will was?
Yeah, Will got a little too loose with it when he was talking about other players and kind of getting –
okay,
it's
no bricks, baby. He got asked about EJ Speed, newcomer for the Texans, and he started to give an answer. And you see him look off to the side of the podium where he's giving his press conference, and he kind of does one of these faces, if you're looking with me on YouTube. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Somebody gave him the old sign to zipper them lips, right? Something like that got him off. I don't know that. I'm just assuming.
I'm guessing here.
But it is first
damn,
time.
I want to hear his words on EJ Speed.
He didn't say anything. I think they didn't want him to let the cat. Either he was getting too free-flowing with the whole thing, or they didn't want to let the EJ Speed cat out of the bag, as if we can't go watch the Indianapolis film to see it. But
I got it if you want to hear it.
Actually, I want to hear the cutoff. Well, while we're waiting on that text line coming in, Will is not LeBron. He doesn't say all the right things.
I just disagree. I mean, I ain't heard nothing wrong yet. But okay. I'm not saying he's LeBron.
You know what I mean? I get what they're saying. Like, he doesn't try to say all the cookie cutter right things.
Yeah.
He says, There's probably somebody maybe closer to home you could have gone with. Go ahead. You didn't have to go that far with LeBron. I don't know if LeBron is one who says everything all cookie cutter and right. But no, I want to hear the cutoff. I want to hear it because Will gets himself going.
Yeah, he brings, like you said, everything. yeah, great player.
The hell?
Either he said something a little earlier in the deal and got somebody's attention, or they didn't want that one.
Whoa, what? Why did he get cut off on EJ Speed?
What I told Clint is, and again, this is all guesswork on my end. There's nothing proven. But when I was watching it, the question before that, Will Anderson had been asked about CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
And he gave it very long, like, thought out, like Will does answer on his impressions of CJ Gardner-Johnson. And then the only thing I can figure is, okay, the very next question was another player, and whoever it was off to the side was like, all right, hey, this one, like, kind of chill out here, bud. Chill out.
Damn.
It's a guess. It is a complete guess. This is not reporting.
All right, I don't want to waste the people's time, but I'm going to have to go. I'm gonna have to go through and listen to the CJ Gardner-Johnson. Kind of like, what the hell did he say? Like, that would, what? Like, what? What would, the hell was he about to say about EJ? If there's anybody you trust at the podium, it's Will Anderson.
You would think.
Like he wasn't about to say, like, he wasn't about to give a game plan away about EJ Speed, who's been in the league forever. He wasn't about to dog cuss DJ or EJ Speed. He sound like, hold on, I'm sorry, I need that one more time. He sound like he was in the midst of about to just, like, oh man, listen, the speed he brings to the table, all it. I got to hear this. What was he about to say?
Yeah, he brings, like you said, everything. Yeah, great player.
Great player.
What?
That noise you hear him make is when he's going.
I can everybody's sitting here listening in their cars or whatever. They could visually see what happened there. He's ready to start and somebody put up a stop sign on him or something. Like that was odd. All right.
Everything.
Brandon Scott, if you're listening, or whoever is out there, whoever rolls out there, I know Sean Bajani goes out there sometime. Just keep asking about EJ Speed to Will Anderson. let's keep asking about EJ Speed to Will Anderson. And if we are ever so blessed to get Will Anderson on, I may have to ask Will Anderson about EJ Speed. Tell me a little bit about your linebacker core. In particular, the newest member of the linebacker core, EJ Speed. God, yeah. I guess they want him. I guess they want EJ to earn it. Damn it, earn it. We're not gonna just give you these compliments, dog. Gonna earn the thing. All right. Well, his coach spoke about EJ Speed earlier and said we love his speed and everything he could do. He also, to me, spoke about some Clint that I thought was interesting because we are entering year three, right? And everyone talks about for certain positions, right? This is the years where you see maybe certain positions take another step, year three in it. Well, this is a team and an organization and a program started by D'Amico Ryans entering year three. And I thought this was interesting what he had to say about the culture that they've established.
We have a really solid group of guys who've been here. They understand, right, who I am. They understand my mentality, my approach, and what I expect out of guys. So it's not so much of me, so much of messaging of how we do things or what if those guys can carry along the message, right? They can follow CJ, follow Will, follow Jalen, follow, you know, a lot of guys who've done it the right way. They've seen how I've operated for the past 2 years. So coaches, we don't need to be out there. We know we have really good leadership on our team, guys who do it the right way, guys who bring other guys along, and guys who expect to build a winning culture here. And so they just follow those guys, they'll fit in just fine.
All right, Clint, as you heard him talking about, and he mentioned those three players in particular, and he talked about the culture part. And Clint, we've established, like, I do think and this is not a knocker or saying it's a or an amazing positive, whatever. I think it's just the truth of it, and I don't have a problem with it. I think the Texans, more than most teams, maybe any team, that culture part means a lot to them, right? Like more than others. I'm not saying it doesn't mean a lot to other teams, but it seems like it is a driving force for them. And you've been around locker rooms and things like this and seen people trying to build. I do wonder what maybe this unlocks or how things are different, Clint, when after 2 years, the building of the culture, I don't think D'Amico and company, they have to do that anymore. I feel like as he just sit there, we got guys that are the guys that are the culture, yeah, that build. I wonder what that means for him, that now this is the next step of moving on and not having to deal with that part of it, not having to put so much energy to the focus of constantly building that part, because that is the foundation of what they're doing. And that part now is done.
Well, yeah, no, that part is done. Nick Caserio did a great job before D'Amico Ryans ever got here of getting, starting the process of getting potential cancers out of the building, problems out of the building, cleaning up the house, if you will. D'Amico comes in, they double down on character, high character guys. They hit on two very, very high character guys with Will Anderson and CJ Stroud to build around. They retained a couple of guys and high character guys with Jalen Petrie, Derek Stingley. They were able to add some from his past. He was able to add some high character guys that are wired the way that he wants them to be wired. I absolutely love the way they built this thing. Look, there's no doubt about it that having great culture, having great chemistry in a clubhouse, if you will, is one of the most if not the most powerful thing in all of team sports. When you're talking about from a team perspective, right? It's one of, if not the most powerful thing in team sports. They've got that. Right, some coaches get there by striking fear in everybody, and running all the cancers out, the problems out of the room, and ultimately, just applying pressure after pressure on guys. And then some guys have the ability. Fewer have the ability to do it the way D'Amico did it, which is, hey, this is just what we're going to accept. This is how I play the game. This is how I believe in approaching the game and being a professional. And if you're not, you can play in a league. You're just not going to play in Houston. And ultimately, the way D'Amico Ryans did it, I believe, is the more powerful way to do it. Because right now, what they've created, assuming that they have as D'Amico loosens the grip on the reins, the guys that take over are truly who he thinks they are, and they don't run it off in the ditch. Like, they've created that culture and that foundation and that chemistry in a way that everybody can actually enjoy it, versus applying pressure and threatening to cut everybody every year. You go to training camp. This is much more enjoyable. It's. I think you can retain guys. I think guys want to be here. It's even more so that is even more so the case in 2025 than it was back in 2005, kind of deal. So, look, I think, assuming that Will, CJ, Derek, Jalen, assuming these guys, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, some of the older guys they brought in, assuming those guys can actually, and they are truly who they say they are and who D'Amico thinks they are, then it can be, again, to me, one of, if not the most powerful thing the Texans got going for them.
I just think that part of the building part, he doesn't have to put as much energy in.
Absolutely.
Like he had through the first 2 years.
No question.
And I wonder, does that open up?
Well, his life's a whole lot easier, yeah, I tell you that.
Things to do with the staff. All right, coming up as we continue, I need to get on a quick soapbox with the NBA. And Tyler's not going to like a person I'm defending when it comes to this, but I need to, and it's not Steph Curry, somebody that you hate worse, but I just need to get on a soapbox. And how much do you think experience played a factor in last night's game? Right, because that was the biggest advantage the Warriors had. How much do you think that played in last night's game? We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
You mind if I jump on the soapbox real quick?
Not at all, my friend. I was ready for that.
And listen, man, I know that I've always felt this way, and this is going to be defending a bit of one of your most hated players, Tyler Milton. But obviously, watching the Rockets and the Warriors last night, but not just that one. I've been watching all the games since Saturday. Saturday all day, Sunday all day. And I feel this way every year. It did feel really aggressive. Now, as you know, I am not a blame the officials guy to the core. And I'm still not going to blame the officials here. But the
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Complete shift in change of how they officiate NBA playoff games compared to the regular season is absolutely insane. It's a completely different game. It is a completely different game. Like, it's not just a little bit of a change. Jalen Green probably should have shot six more free throws last night. I don't think it's just one-sided, right? There was late in the game, Jimmy Butler made a shot late and somehow got folded. I mean, was tackled by somebody late. He just landed on the ground with his hands. Like, I think it was pretty late where I think it got him to nine or something. I can't remember. Somebody just like literally shoulder into him.
Jimmy freaking Butler!
And went down. It's insane how much contact they're allowing. Like, I'm not, like, there's a little bit of it where obviously both teams dealt with it the same way in yesterday's game. But I mean, It goes from you can't hand check in for 82 games. You can't hand check. You cannot just set picks.
Yeah.
You can dive out with the shoulder and lay folks out. It is just, like, to me, is if you're going to call it that way in the play, well, just call it like that in the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, it. Just do one of them. It's like in the NFL, we don't all of a sudden see, all right, the playoffs come around and you can start grabbing people by the shoulders when they're running out on pass routes. Like, no, it doesn't. That's not a different game. It is insane where they go from freedom of movement during 82 games in a regular season to where, man, you could get hip checked around the screen and they just swallow the whistle.
Yeah,
that is wild.
I thought Shingun got it pretty rough at times too. Now, as I've mentioned, I have a hard like Shingun's palms in the air looking at the ref all the damn time. Typically bothers the hell out of me. Last night I can understand. Last night I still don't like it, but he was getting. He was getting roughed up down there, and at times it was just like out of control roughed up too.
But it's not. Those are. They're going to the free throw line.
No question.
That completely changes.
Yes.
Like it completely changes.
Yep.
The game. Like if you watch any of the other games, you see like it is insane how different they officiated from the whole 82
Agreed.
Games. And like I know you're not gonna like this, Tyler, but. Like, this is why, to me, like, I've understood, like, James Harden in the playoffs. Like, how different they call. Mm-hmm. Like, he's driven to the lane for 82 games.
Yeah, but he's also not a winner.
Okay, I'm not refuting his struggles.
He's not good enough.
So he looked good the other night, but we'll see. But, like, there are hits to the arms, bumps. That have been fouls all season long that you will go to the line for. And it just completely, like, it's a part of what made him an MVP one year. A part of that. It's just crazy. My thing is, just call it that way all year.
Yeah.
So you're adjusted. Just call it that way.
So here's the deal is if that's how it's going to be officiated.
Do you notice it? Or is it just me? Or do you notice how different?
Now, I don't watch as much NBA as you do, so it may be more, I mean, you got... Hell, you got a lot more to pull from me, but yes, I notice it. Yeah, my question is, it's probably better for the Rockets the way they play defense is if the refs just let it ride like that. If the refs will let them get physical like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't do much for the my enjoyment level of watching it when they're banging around like that. But. It is a physical brand, and that's what the Rockets play, and so it's probably advantage Rockets if it is going to be allowed.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was both ways. I can in my eyes close my eyes right now and see Jalen Green going to the lane and getting bumped and hit that are automatics during the regular season.
Hell, they reviewed one of them and didn't give it.
Yeah,
to him.
Automatics. Again, I saw Steph. Try to split two people and get hip checked and not go down. Right, that one where Jimmy Butler got tackled late. That was. I was like, damn. Like we go from you can't put a hand on somebody to where it is just it's getting worse and worse each and every year, right? Of how far and how different it is. Real quick before we move off, the biggest thing and advantage that everybody talked about with Golden State was their experience. Did you see that playing a major role last night? Did you feel like last night, yep, those guys have been in championships? That was a big difference.
I think when they got down to when the game got tight and was a 3-point game, from that point to the very end, yes. I think whether you're talking about Kerr's experience in the league, or you're talking about Curry, or you're talking about playoff Jimmy. I mean, either way it goes, yes. I think late in that game, there's just no doubt what they're going to do and how they're going to get there. And I think that was a big advantage.
I think real show was like the difference of Jalen Green getting off to a rough start and the difference with Steph getting off to a rough start and how, like, as you said earlier, and I thought it was a good thought, like, it caused him to press some. Steph just kind of, all right, the game's coming. It'll get there. Yeah. I know they're not about to just shut me out. So, Fred missing 11 threes last night as the guy who was played in the biggest games. I don't know if that had to do with experience.
He made it easy on him.
but I think it was a little bit. Somebody texted and said they want him to get healthy to get to the playoffs, and then it's WWE SmackDown. Someone said that's how it used to be played in the 90s. And I'm good with it. Like, just play it that way in the regular season. And there's not I'm just saying one way. Well, like one way.
Yeah,
like
you're talking more about the difference in the regular season and the playoffs, and they're talking about 90s. It's one thing to play physical. It's another thing to allow fouls to occur all the damn time.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like some of these are just blatant shooting fouls.
And then Draymond knows it. Draymond and Jimmy, they know
what they're doing.
They know that I can get away with much more content.
Or they're going to do it until they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like the physical brand of basketball more than I do what we see most of the time. But when I'm watching a game and dudes are just getting hammered and nobody's calling it, it's like, I'm okay with the hammering. Just call it.
Yeah, that'd be like if in the NFL the playoffs come around, like cornerbacks, like they have a different level of being able to put their hands on receivers,
right?
And then they just get away with it in a way that they didn't in the regular season. All right, coming up, we got to get to the Astros. They had a big weekend. Did what they needed to do against the hot San Diego Padres. We'll look at some of the big things that happened there. And the lineup is out, Clint, and it is interesting. It is interesting today. We'll let you know about that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line, champ slice, Draymond should have got a tech too. Yeah, he pushes he pushes the boundaries of it. It's my favorite thing ever is... And he's not alone. He's just the worst at it. Is when I get a tech or push the limit, it means now I get to get your ass deeper. Because are you really gonna throw me out of the game? Are you really gonna hit me with more? It is the damnedest thing that you would think normally a tech will slow somebody down, because the thought is if you get another one, you're out of the game and you've hurt your team with this thing. A tech for him means I get to really dig into your ass now as an official. I get to really push the limits. It is wild. But no, I'm with you. He's doing mind games. Mind games in particular with Shingun. And I think was that Reggie last night? I think it was Reggie saying he's all in his mind. Whoever was on commentary, it was Reggie. He said he's getting in his mind. I don't know that I'd agreed with that, but That is the route he is trying to take. All right, as we will continue to keep you updated on OTAs, as that opened today, and we heard from the likes of D'Amico and CJ and Will, and also the Rockets, as we look at game one and move to game two coming up later this week. The Astros, Clint, they were coming in, and I'd say their fifth and sixth starter, because I don't even want to say... I don't even want to say they're fourth or third, because I don't think Gusto was thought to even be in the rotation. They're sixth starter, but Gusto and Wisniewski and then Framber were the three starters scheduled to go up against the team that had the best record in the sport, that had a very scary offense once they get going. And Clint, at home, as they were struggling, the Astros come out and take two or three from them. And hell, the game they lost is the one that Framber pitched in. And to me, I think there was a lot that happened in this series. Cam Smith did his thing. Christian Walker, he hit a home run, but there was some movement with him. But for me, Clint, I really look at it with the starting pitching, and in particular those guys. And even though they lost Framber's start, it wasn't because of Framber. They go 16 total innings over the three games. They give up six earned runs, two earned runs apiece from the starters. If your starter comes in and does that, that sets you up, especially your fifth and sixth starters in the rotation, and more than gave them a chance to win And if they can continue, and we've said this about Hayden Wisniewski, we've said this a lot about him. If he continue, these are three starts in a row, Clint, that you will damn sure take from your fifth starter. Gusto filling in pretty well too. That to me was the big thing that took place over the weekend series, amongst a lot of things.
Yeah, look, I think the starting pitching, no doubt about it. You got to start there with the injuries that they've dealt with, the guys that not only that were Arrigetti that were injured and left the rotation, but also guys that you're hoping to get back at some point in time. So yeah, the starting pitching was the story. But I think big picture, this team needed this weekend, Ryan. This team, I mean, they were in the game with plenty of opportunity to sweep the Padres. They were in that game last night at a 3-2 ball game where Tatis Jr. scored all three runs. They had a chance. That was last night, right? Yesterday. They had a chance to win that game and take all three, and that would have been big. But just winning a series versus the Padres, one of the better teams record-wise in Major League Baseball, winning that series is – I'm not saying this team was fragile by any means, by any means whatsoever. I'm saying they were off to a bad start and they needed to see some positive in their life. So that's it. That's all.
Especially against the opponent,
right? That's my point. Is that you needed to see some positive in your life. You needed to stop. We needed to stop living and dying with every at bat from Christian Walker or from Yainer Diaz or whatever. We needed to see some positivity.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And the confidence that can be won from taking 2 of 3 from San Diego when you know you're not whole, when you know you're not playing your best baseball, I think early on in the season, could really and probably did really help this baseball team. Now we'll see moving forward how they show against Toronto and with Kansas City and Detroit coming up next, but they that series win couldn't have come at a better time for the Astros. So I think the starting pitching, you're correct, and the overall just confidence that that the team can pull from taking 2 of 3 from a really good baseball team, I think is big.
Well, I think the point that you made there was a lot of things that they needed to see.
Oh yeah,
and needed to have happen. Cam Smith, woo, that couldn't come at a better time, yeah. Right? Like I've been saying it off the air, a little bit on the air. Like, man, that guy, everything goes the other way. He hit that bad boy to center, and then came right back around. I mean, and yanked that thing and pulled that thing easy. 2 home runs coming for him to see the power, and just you could just see how that changes things. With him being able to do that, they needed, he needed it, and the Astros, Dana Brown, they needed to see the way that some of the other guys going in that trade. They needed to see Cam Smith do the thing that he did, looking more like he did in spring training. That was big when you say things that they needed to see.
Yeah, well, I mean, for Cam to come through and have a big game, Christian Walker had a bomb that helped him win a game there, and I think game 2 it was. So yeah, I mean, you had a big game from Cam. You had a good swing, good cut from Christian Walker. I think both of those things get, again, either trying to dig one guy out of a hole or trying to welcome one guy to Major League Baseball. Either way it goes, those are positives. You look at Jeremy Pena. He is hotter than a firecracker right now, swinging the bat, climbing up the damn lineup here. And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of good to take. Yainer actually had a pretty good day, I believe, in one of those outings as well. So,
slowly but surely.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a really good weekend with a lot of individual highlights that were much needed by for the Stros. But to your point, man, the starting pitching is where it all started. They're giving them a chance, and if you just continue to give them a chance, I this team has a real opportunity to turn the corner, and some of these guys start swinging it better, and you can rattle off a bunch of wins quickly.
I'll be honest. I wasn't feeling great about Gusto and Wisniewski.
Oh, hell, I wasn't feeling great. No, I mean Wisniewski's a different deal. I mean, you got a little bit of a reason to feel good about him.
But now this even makes you feel even better about him. But those two, I guess that lineup with Tatis and Maldonado Manny Machado and crew, yeah, and company with that was – Okay, Bogart's getting further down the lineup. I thought they might get something going. By the way, the lineup is out as they will host coming up tonight, start a series with the Blue Jays, who's playing better this year. Here is the lineup. Jose Altuve in left field. What did we talk about when we left here? Man, let's keep this thing. Hey, let's keep this thing still, man. Let's not a lot of movement in the lineup. Well, hell, Saturday. They moved Christian Walker down in the lineup a spot and put Jeremy Pena in the cleanup spot. But here is the lineup. I never thought I would be saying this in my life.
Hold on, Schultz.
Jose Altuve is leading off in left field. Yordan Alvarez moves up to the 2 spot as the DH tonight. Isak Paredes is playing third and batting third tonight. Jeremy Pena remains in the cleanup spot. And Jake Meyers is hitting 5th tonight with Yiner Diaz behind him hitting 6th. Cam Smith hitting 7th. Brandon Rogers is hitting 8th with Zach DiZenzo in at first base as they give Christian Walker a night off. He took some tough swings last night with his 0 for 4.
Did he strike out 4 times? Did he strike out all
4
times?
I know it was at least 3 times. I can't. I don't know if he got. I know seeing 3. So I don't know if the 4th. But he gets a night off. They drop him down in the order to 5, and now
he's got a ball in that 4th at bat. That's okay. Just right. He's
and
got
then,
it.
And then they go ahead and give him a seat to watch some things today. But Jake Meyers in the 5 spot
What's more surprising, Alvarez in the two spot, Pena in the four hole, or Jake Meyers in the five
Jake.
Hole? I got to say Jake.
Jake. Really,
hey, but I'm here for it, man.
Yiner Diaz is still in the lineup. I've never in my life thought. You remember how much we were losing it? Many people were losing it with Dustin for not playing him enough.
Yeah.
And now Jake Meyers, he's sitting, Jake's he's protection.
Well.
And when you look at the numbers, hell, what's Jake? Jake's hitting over 300.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Sure as hell he is.
Right now, him and Jeremy Pena, Jose Altuve's been swinging it well. I mean, those three guys right now on a night-in, night-out basis are the most consistent ones in the bunch. He's right up there with them.
Yeah, Jake's hitting 305.
Come on. That is Now, we'll see if it continues, but that is absolute game changer for this lineup.
But Clint, let's just be honest.
What? With what? Always.
Like, and you know the deal, like, this is an issue is, that's why these guys have to get going. You know Jake's not a five-hole hitter.
Agreed.
And Jake is on a heater that we've never seen this year. But even Jake on a heater, like, it's not a five spot
agreed,
hitter.
Agreed.
Kyle Tucker used to hit fifth for this team.
Right.
Like, it is not like they need Christian Walker. They yep. need Yiner Diaz to jump. He is only doing this because he has to. It would be great if Jake is hitting this way in the 8 or 9 spot where you expect him to be. That's why they have to pick this thing up.
Agreed.
Those guys got to get going. Jake by necessity is in the five spot, and that is something they've got it. They have got
glad
it.
You're swinging it well though, Jakers.
Yeah, keep it. He's raking it now.
Yeah, we can get to that. What is it, Jake from Rake Farm? We can get to that now. We can talk about it.
Yeah. Someone text
Jake me. With the rake.
Yeah, boy. Hey boys, you need to pull up some of those clips about Jake Meyers from last year and eat a little crow on him. I think we all deserve that. Oh, I think I want to say something that you all love to say. Hey, Jake, keep doing your thing, man. It is early, though. it is early, right? It's too early to be eating some crow, right? And I'll eat it.
Yeah, he had a little month run last year that would have made crow popular. It was a month.
You still ain't eating a spot of crow,
No, I ain't eating no spot of crow. I mean, here it is. Here we are. This team lineups all over the place.
I
mean,
it is, man. We talked about it late last week. Nah, hey, let's calm down. Let's calm the movement.
Yeah,
let's get
Now, it ain't going to be no big deal, man. Ain't nobody's fault right now, but when this team digs up out of it, the spot is going to be the one that brought them up out of it.
So I'm trying to do the best I can.
What do you think it is to move Alvarez up to the two spot?
That's the one I know you were looking at closer.
I mean, do you feel like you got to get him going, and the way to get him going is Paredes behind him and out? Like, I just wonder.
Jordan.
I bet Jeremy Payton is like, damn, can we? Hey, let's hold tight with the big fella in front of me. I don't get that one. Okay.
Right now, the only guy that hadn't moved is Altuve, right?
Yeah.
It's the only guy in the whole lineup that hadn't moved this year.
Yep. Cam Smith got up. His weekend allowed him to get from 9 to 7. his weekend. What you got coming up at the
fourth? All right, C.J. Stroud, man. We heard from the biggest names over at NRG Stadium. C.J. Stroud had a lot to say, man. I got C.J. Stroud for you on two things on the offensive side of the ball that us Texans fans just can't get enough of. The O-line and the new O.C. C.J. Stroud coming up next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.